Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah. Pull up a chair, score the key. My nigga's fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draft. Keep his nine like a dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah.
Give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories.
Da-da.
Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boys.
Be glad.
Yeah, it's your boy Quarter the Great, you know what I'm saying? What up, Joe? It's Wednesday. Legal Dope Radio has begun. It's Quarter the Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
What share the people's player? Shout out to the boys, Freddy Freeman, J5 Fly Guy.
Man, kid. Hey, check it out, man. Big early shout-out, man, to the private caller. What it do?
Thanks for joining us. Super early shout-out to the private caller. Ladies and gentlemen, the private caller. Nah, I ain't going to do it because I was about to shoot that, but that ain't cool. So that might be somebody nice.
That might be somebody's auntie or somebody's mama or something,
right.
Man, air them out, man. I ain't got no business being private, man. All right, man, let's start the show, man. Big show for y'all today. You know what it is, man. Who we got,
Fat? Got Cap Fat coming through here tonight.
Got the boy Cap Fat coming in from the A, man. Friend of the families, you know what it is, man. They showed us a good time down there in the A, so we're going to extend our hands out to them dudes. You know how that go, man. Shout out to the homeboy, Twanathon. What up, Joe? You know, we're going to touch on a couple things. You know, we had the Legal Love over the weekend, Pure Success. We had our correspondent Friday night check in from the Grammys. And when I say check in from the Grammys, I mean he was on the red carpet, you know. We put correspondents on the red carpet, you know, being the Legal Dope Boys, what we do. We do it large.
Oh, we do.
We do a real elephant around here, you dig me. you know, we're going to talk about some news, you know, keep going to get in the kick, going to give us some news we can use. Of course, we got hot tracks, hot music. You know, we're going to play some of them hot joints from last week. We had Get Money on the joint from last week from down there in Alabama. And then when he had the founder from Sacramento get it in with us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Shy T. You dig me? Legal Dope Radio was on, man. We're going to pick the cut. We're going to start it off. Shit, I don't know what we're going to do, man. Shout out to the homeboy Block Life, too, man. Get addicted to something. Couple birthday shout-outs, too. I'm going to get into them a little later on. And to one of our own, shout-out to my man Kick. Kick's birthday is next Monday, too. So I'm going to get Stan on, too. Ask him a couple questions. No, I'm just playing. But his birthday is coming up. Hey, hit up a song. We got a selection
coming up. You know what today is?
New Music Wednesday, ain't it?
New Music Wednesday. But I ain't going to roll into the new music this Wednesday. I'm going to roll into some of the new music from last week. Get addicted. And I'm just doing it because I feel like it.
It was all good just a week ago. They could steal they sell. And now watch the stone drop. They could steal they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crap on a new soul. I'm in two, though. True that. They telling me, you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, they suck my dick, huh? bitch, she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Jibba. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls as bad as shit. But the head's so good, damn, a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the door. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am.
Fuck y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I played chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustled with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled. Fuck around these fools. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. Then maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all that shit that I do really. I'm like really half a billion, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, we got to step on our glove. When my nephew died, daddy's dead. Nigga took the price on my uncle's head. Nobody called the cops, it's my uncle's blessed. Don't feel like I relaxed on my uncle's breath. Bow down, supposed to pay homage. Don't spill hate on my garments. Call the dog song, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your vest. Fuck the pig, no pork on my fault. Peace, God, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Shout out to Kanye, man, for the hip hopper on the end of the joint. That was Kanye and Jay-Z from the forthcoming album, Watch the Throne. Hey, did y'all hear me? The forthcoming album, Watch the Throne. Hey, you got they got a mixtape out right now. I can't even say that. I know they didn't put no mixtape out, but it's a mixtape out right now called Jay-Z. We got all that shit on there or whatever, so I guess that's, you know, prelude to the album type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z. Them DJs creative, ain't they? Straight up. Hey, man. Hey, that's hot to be. Let's do it. So anyway, man, your boy Mike Vick, too. I'm talking to y'all and, you know, everybody, I guess. Mike Vick, he said he's not going to do the Oprah show. I don't know why. I don't know if the Lakers is losing to the Cavaliers and it's over with. It's over with, man. In your dream. Anyway, man. Let's talk about the Grammys real quick. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when Jay-Z said it, everybody wants to go in with the whole, you know, it's racist, or you talking to the hip hop, they want to blame everything, hip hop, and it, y'all dudes is tripping, man. Everybody was talking about how, you know, it was racist or whatever have you know what I mean?
The Grammys?
I didn't see it.
I didn't,
because I was doing a radio show.
Okay.
I heard it wasn't one African American performance, CeeLo Green. Did he perform?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else performed?
The tribute to. I heard that was first, though. See, I heard that. I heard they went first and got that out the way, then they went and jumped right into the bullshit.
Great.
Oh,
if you gotta think about it, then fuck them.
Yeah, if you gotta think about that.
But see, they didn't want the same shit to happen. They dealt with that Lauryn Hill shit. Like, they ain't letting nobody dominate the Grammys like that no more, man. Eminem should have dominated the Grammys.
They didn't even sell the whiskey. They sold, like...
Did they sell the one Jay won?
Nope. They sold them. It was all early for the show.
You know what I'm saying? They pulled the same shit they pulled on Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince that year.
They're not showing their hip-hop.
They're not showing it. They're not giving on the top on the air.
Yeah, I know. So I love it.
Wow.
Fuck the Grammys.
We definitely got to boycott the Grammys then. And that's why Hov was boycotting them back in the day.
Y'all need to tune into the Dopies. That's what y'all need to do.
The Dopey Awards. That's the new shit.
That's the new shit.
The new shit is the Dopey Awards, man. Now that's some real shit to think about. Though. How come we can't get no spotlight? And I say we, you know, as a, I guess, society, not even as a people. But, you know, how come the spotlight isn't on different individual awards? You know, it's like as far as NAACP awards, for example, or the Soul Train Awards, better example.
Right.
You know what I mean? How come the Soul Train Awards don't get that? And I guess that's our own fault because we put all of that power and all of that whatever into a gramophone award. That's what it's short for, y'all.
Yeah.
Gordon. Jew, y'all do that?
What?
Okay. Yeah, gramophone, you know.
we don't put enough
into, you know, our Soul Train Awards, you know what I mean? Because I understand why we do that. Because I don't watch the Grammys. I didn't watch not one second of it. So, like, I really don't have much input on it.
I didn't want to watch
it. And that's my point. I had no interest on wanting to check it out. So like the only thing stood out to me is people talking about how it was a lack of, and I'm not even, you know, playing the race car, but it was a lack. It was like no color in the Grammys at all. You know what I mean? It was no color in the. Oh, see, listen though, he keep performing with Justin Bieber. Dre came out with with Eminem. You see what I'm saying? And the Mother People was a tribute to Aretha Franklin, who I'm pretty inclined to say that if she wasn't even sick, she might not even got honored.
Fuck the Grammys. I'll say it again.
So let's go to caller number 12, man.
Fuck the Grammys.
3-2-1, you on the air.
What's up, y'all? This is LaShonda. How y'all doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm all right. I just want to check in with Legal Dope Boys early and get a couple requests in. I don't usually request no songs, but I've been wanting to hear that Desi E on my own. And I also wanted to hear that D-Lad, Other Niggas, I think it was, or the Mother Niggas Worried
right.
About the Mother Niggas. Yeah, I just wanted to get
Brian
that
Brian Hart, that's
the
Mother Niggas, yeah.
There
we got you.
We're
going to get one of those next. We got you. How you doing, though?
I'm chilling. How about y'all?
Cannot complain. Did you see the Grammys by any chance?
No, didn't catch it. Didn't want to.
That's cool. I'm all right with that. Because like I said, I heard it was definitely a crock of shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
not, that's not
the
really
Grammy,
the topic. That's not the topic for tonight. That's just, you know, who we're talking about now because I didn't see it either. You know what I mean? I definitely was hearing from all angles of my corners that it was definitely some bullshit.
I mean, y'all do music, so it's something to touch on. But other than that, you know what I mean? I ain't really worried about it. Not me anyway.
Yeah, man, fuck the Grammys.
Alright,
yeah.
Let's tell you what, we're gonna get to that D-Last for you right now, Zo.
Alright, appreciate y'all. Have a good night. I'm still gonna be getting addicted.
No problem, you too. Get addicted, D-Last.
Back on my bullshit like I never left. Mess up and you done. Accident. So I advise you to shake. I bear arms like a maker. More than hearing hate, niggas with no faith, lack of motivation, want to get away. Life a bitch, but why would you waste? I mean waste, you supposed to mold. Start early, she'll be bad when you older. She don't owe you shit, nigga, you owe her. Put a head on your shoulder, snakes in the grass, they ahead of the cobra. Fuck friends, they tend to change on you. I got a few, but keep my enemies close. Grind hard, don't worry about the mother. Fuck the mother, nigga. Mother niggas worry about the mother. Fuck the mother, nigga. Hey, don't worry about the mother. Fuck the mother, nigga. Mother niggas worry about the mother. Live life, don't worry about the mother. Fuck the mother, nigga. Mother niggas worry about the mother. Fuck the mother, nigga. Mother niggas worry about the mother. Fuck the
other niggas against the world, and I love it. Hop off that white thing, hop in the right lane. I wore my own whites tonight, and it might rain. Soon as the light change, I'm mashing the gas. I'm balling. I need to slap on my ass. No homo, I'm just talking. Being Mo said not to call, tell him talking free. I probably never called, never bought a bird, but if I did, I could sell it all. Sell it raw, sell it hard. Swear to God, wouldn't tell my friendship, fearing they'll tell it all. Straight to the telethon, a telemarathon. Like niggas gassed up to get your ass up. Niggas ragged up, some fake, you know. Same shit every day, like the radio. Making dough, yeah, I swear that's the way to go. Fuck some other niggas, they be in the way, you know. Grind hard, don't worry about the mother niggas. Fuck the mother niggas. The mother niggas worry about the mother niggas. Fuck the mother niggas. Hey, don't worry about the mother. Fuck the mother. Let the mother niggas worry about the mother. Live life, don't worry about the mother. Fuck the mother. Let the mother niggas worry about the mother. Fuck the mother. Let the mother niggas worry about the mother. Fuck the mother niggas against the world, and I love it. We don't talk on the phone. Keep shit brief. All I need to know is what you in. Which street? I'ma get a bad bitch. Like Swiss beats, real niggas gon' save her from the pistol. Broke tail, nigga, ain't shit weak. We the big money gang, BMG, riding through NC, in the MC. It should be my last name, a hustle like this. Serve niggas all day, they should tip me. If you wanna die, nigga, tip me. I keep that 45 with me, believe it or not, nigga. Ripley, Swiss cheese, niggas for they get.
Chris. Shout out to Freddie Free. Over there practicing his swipe technique. Did you see it?
Bullshit.
Hey, they suck, man. Hey, this is going to be the part, man, where we be quiet and watch the fucking highlights. That was a nice pass.
Hey, it's terrible of us too, man. But I mean, you know, the boys are struggling, man. Look at them, man. They look tired.
Yeah, this is the part where I go to the barbershop and niggas like, bitch, let me have it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how I was going to work my
mother. Let me have it, man. They gonna let me have it, bro. Like, that's what it's all about. I don't, like, I wish I could play. Because if I could play, y'all not gonna talk that shit to me because I have 40. Shit. Man, get the hell up out of here, man. Yeah, Stan, that's what he, man, he getting his swipe on. That's why I'm pretty free of you, man. You know. Hey, man, so back to the Legal Dope Hour, man. It's quarter to great.
May, rap like this.
Kobe didn't make the box scores.
Wow, Kobe didn't make the box scores. He blew it. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Hey, what's that game, man? We got Captain Fat coming on later on.
We got Captain Fat coming on the line. That's how he talk, y'all. He going to be like, I appreciate you boys bringing me on Legal Dope Radio, man. This is just a whole lot of love, you know, throwing it down. You know, we going to see what's going on, man. Get you boys on down here, man. You know what I mean? They going to party. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, man. Shout out to Captain Fat, man.
I got a new song from my uncle.
Yeah. Hey, man, we stay breaking some new shit from Uncle Snoopy.
My uncle sent it to my relative, Fred.
Freddie Frizzle.
Freddie Freak sent the shit to me, you know what
right.
I mean? So, you know, my uncle was there. He definitely keep me in tune, though. So I got a new cut from my uncle. I'm going to drop that. He got the dude from the Shy on there.
Kels.
So we're going to get y'all that in a minute. You know, shout out to my Uncle Snoop. I'm going to call him, let him know he's going to play it, see if I can get him to tune in.
So you already know what it is, man. Like I say,
no, I'm just playing.
We got some new shit from Buck too. I want to get to that in a minute. That boy go hard on that.
Oh, Stan heard that shit?
I don't think Stan. Yeah, I think Stan did hear. He was asking us to play it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Stan gonna text one of us
right
in
now.
2 seconds.
That's what I'm waiting on. Hey, he text me laughing now because he knows he's doing it.
And then the text went, Let's see what it says, man. Get to that shit. That's what King said, man. Y'all want to get to it?
I said, might as well get to that shit now.
Get to it, man. We had a real good request. You know what I'm saying? Just in case y'all didn't know, she's the Dopey of the Year award winner, man. So, you know, we got that. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got that in for her. And we definitely going to get that Desi in for you, too. But, find my boy.
We're going to play that Desi at about 9:37. So I'm pretty sure Friday night when they hear that, too.
Yeah, that's his shit.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Before we play, take one and call it. We're going to... take that back. Before we get to that song, that's one of the callers of Boston's Law, you know. I'll tell you what, don't worry about it. Play that song. Play this song, we'll get back to, we'll get to Saturday morning in a minute. How funny is that shit? It's funny every time I roll off my tongue. Straight up.
They supposed to boot a nigga. Yeah. So I guess I'm, you know, I'm sportcasting Miami and Toronto, and I guess the boy Chris Bosh went back and they booed him good too.
Hey, you got the bug cut for him?
I got the bug record for him.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna get to that sooner than later.
Let's do that now. We're gonna do that. Play that, come back, take a call.
Boom, 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 boom. Friday night, Saturday morning, man. Hey, shout out to the boy Buck, man. That's Young Buck. Of Psycho Drama.
You know, and no beef intended, but the real Young Buck. You know,
you already know what it is.
Simple as it came first. Straight up, as simple as that. So let's do it, man. Here goes my man Buck, repping the Drama War. Shout out to Freddie Frizzle. Joke.
Okay, it's like a hole in the bottom of the ocean floor deep. Let me just tell you how I feel about it. Some niggas still don't get it when I spit it to them. Let me tell you about my skill. This that brand new psychodrama. Don't know motherfucking body won't no problem. Everyone wants the answer. Well, guess what? Goddamn it, I'm here to solve them. Automatics or revolvers all involved. I bust they shit. All in all, it's a message. Just be cautious who you fucking with. Rappers often walk themselves in a coffin with that talk they speak. Way too late for forgiveness when they scooping your bitch ass off the street. Shoot with the quick fast, please don't disrespect my people, just be cool. Ain't no need to be wondering if we get down like that, cause yes we do. Chi-town, west side, south side, north side, east side, take your pick, we here. Please obey the golden rules, you fuck around, you disappear. Paper stack up, bottles pop, troll it, hoes get hit, ain't no thing. Fakers back up when I pull that pistol, when they act up to let them know it ain't no game. Mean what I speak. Bitches is so official, you know the rising seal. It ain't no surprise they will keep hating me. I know how they feel. I know how they feel. I know how they feel. Yeah, I know how they feel. I know. Say it again. I know how they feel. I know how they feel. Yeah, I know how they feel. I know. It's the return of that real shit in your stereo system, bitch. Go and tell someone. Burn it and mix it, chop it, screw it, bad hoe. I failed them, son. You've been supposed to got this shit. The deliveries had some difficulties. Been exposed to the hottest shit. Just trying to make a statistic of me. Yeah. Bitch, I'm back. You see big bodies sliding on them. You understand me? Bitch, I'm strapped. Case one of you bastards trying underhand me. God couldn't have planned it better with my arrival up in the midst of this. Start putting a plan together to try to modify my ridiculousness. Niggas would love to see me fail. I wear that as a badge of honor. Really, it details their defeat, cause I greet them with a slab of armor. I cannot be stopped in any fashion or motherfucking form. I just swing the lyrical sword in the top of they notebook, cut and torn. Dig down deep and see what you was really trying to speak when you said what you had said. And if it had that mess to the streets, this would not be complete if I didn't tell you about the weapon that's now concealed. Everyone has their own opinion about it, and I know how they feel. I know how they feel. I know how they feel.
My fault, y'all. We got wrapped up in talking about Chicago music. How we on our way back to the top? Not even the top, man, because we too hood for the TV or something. I don't know what the problem is with Chicago music, man, but we just can't quite get over the hump. You know what I mean? That was my man Buck right there. Shout out to the whole Psycho Drama, Joe. You know how we feel about that.
We got Friday night coming up in a minute. And for y'all that don't know, Friday night, it's like, what's the word I'm looking for, fam? What is that? Friday night, it's not N-I-G-H-T. It's Friday night, the night of Friday, K-N-I-G-H-T. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's that man on Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, that's the night of Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, you had to be there. You're doing a legend.
I was there.
The dude is a legend, man. Hey, Friday night.
I seen the suit.
Was it pink?
Suit to jump it off, nigga.
Because if it wasn't pink, you wasn't there.
Damn, there were royalties on your name Friday night.
Damn,
there were royalties on your name Friday night.
Man, I got numbers on.
Yeah, you got royalties on my name.
I got royalties on all you niggas' names.
Yeah, I got royalties on a couple niggas' names too. I got royalties on some niggas' names. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's dope.
Nigga like shit. I got royalties on niggas' names. Hey, see this dude face.
Shout out to the homies. Now we're going to get the fam in a minute. Hey, they're trying to push one for me, so we got to do me that one solid. Push one for me. We're going to get to Friday night in a minute. We'll get it in with the homie.
The homie.
And they finna get it in All-Star Weekend this week. It's going to be a big party, and we missing it. You know,
We missing it. We tripping.
A couple setbacks, you know what I mean, at the same time. So I'm not mad at the fact that I'm not going to be there. You know what I mean? Because if I could be there, I would.
I might travel just because. I might just go somewhere. Just because I'm going there. Man, shout out to the boy, Kevin Love.
You know it. Hey, see, these dudes can't do the show and watch TV at the same time.
Sports.
Because every time it happens, it's a problem. We've done this before.
Sports.
I shouldn't have bought this TV. Every time I bought this big-ass TV, that's weird.
Man.
I bought this big-ass TV, y'all act weird. Man, take a call, man. Let's do Friday. Let's do Saturday. And then jump into Friday.
Saturday morning, we're
going to
go.
Man, that's backwards. Let's do Friday. All
right. Because it only makes sense for us to do Friday night, then Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying?
Fam, I got it. Simultaneously. That'll be too much like fun.
That'll be too much. Period. You hear me? Too much, period. Hey, but I've been working on some shit, man, for the boys Saturday morning. And I'm almost ready for them. So Saturday, don't get on the line and say, in quarter. You know what I'm saying?
What about my
I got the theme music, so I'm working on it. It has to be monumental. So,
pardon body. And also, speaking of Saturday morning, this is a family affair. We're also working on a new correspondent for y'all. We got a couple ideas last week. You know, from a couple of people that was reaching out to the Legal Dope Boys and figuring some shit out. I mean, like I'm telling y'all, I really, and I'm going to break down to the whole Who's the Snitch Got Biz thing, too, because I want y'all to go jump on and check that out, because we work some shit out that's going to help everybody, you know, as part of Legal Dope Boys, and we want to look out for Who's the Snitch, too, because that's a friend of mine that runs that whole thing down there, you know, so. Fam say he's doing like 3,000 viewers a day, 5,000 a day. This was last week. You know what I mean? So shout out to Big Mook over there doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely getting it in, man.
All right, well, I tell you what, man. We done joshed around, took up enough time, man. Let's go and do Friday.
It's about that time for him anyway. You know what time it is, man. Shout out to the boy Friday night.
Be. I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be
beautiful. Hey, you hear me? Beginning. You hear me? Here we go on the party.
Right.
The beginning.
Yeah, we high though.
Yeah.
Beginning. my life is gonna be beautiful. Hey, that mom said she's telling me we'll be wed.
Yeah.
She picked out a king size bed.
Oh shit. Come on, let's do it. Friday night, they literally. Shout out to the man, Dane, man.
Oh, shit.
He's a real gentleman, real scholar, man.
He's a real scholar.
You know. Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
We're having an issue. Hold on, Friday. Hold on, Friday, because I know you're
talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Friday night.
Thank you for your first appearance. Hold on, man. We're having a problem.
Go ahead and get it in, man. Friday night. What up, man? You're going to get
around the wall sometime
soon. Sound like a...
Hey, you ain't got your network with you?
Oh, he ain't got his network.
You got to come back in. We're going to pull you back in a minute, Friday, because you ain't... Shit ain't right. Huh?
We can't hear you Friday, man. You don't sound good at all.
That's too bad, too. Wow.
Man, King, what the fuck did you leave the left out doing anything? I think we lost you, too. Hey, man, shout out to the private car. Hey. Private caller. Press one, please.
Just press one and have a combo.
Hey, listen. Okay. Private caller. This is Quarter to Great. I'm going to give you an opportunity to press one and get on the line. No matter who you are, you have one free pass. Now let's see if we can get him on the line. Private caller, press one. Private caller, don't want to press
one. Hey, man, that was Friday night, Teddy. Hey, Friday, that was a round of applause. This guy right there.
Hey, it was a bit delayed, you know what I'm saying? But we got to it, though. What that is right there.
Oh,
oh, shit. Hey, so, I don't know, man. I was on YouTube. I'm on YouTube a lot, you know what I'm saying? Because I be wanting to know what's going on, like who got what. And the homie Draz sent me a LEP new video. And I don't even know if it's new because it says it's been out since October, and it's hot. I mean, everything about it is hard. LEP Bogus Boys, they're out of the shack. You know what I'm saying? And the video is crazy. It's like a little movie. I guess somebody balling, fam checking him out, kidnapped his mom. You know what I'm saying? Then the flip side to it, it's hard. The way it worked out is hard. You got to check it out. I'm waiting on the name of it now.
I think we're on to it Friday. Ready Friday night?
Friday, y'all. Friday night. It sounds like you're shaking a salt shaker. Are you trying to get some Friday night in the building, everyone?
Yeah. My bad. I was out to lunch, man. What's going on, Quarter to Great?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just holding on like an old dirty shirt, man.
Hey, I got a quote for you, Fresh Out of Phoebus Player.
Come on with it. Go.
Man, chicken Miami. Terminator X packs the jam. Who gives a fuck about a goddamn granny? What you know about that, man?
Shit, nigga.
That's from the greatest rapper in the history of rap. But anyway, getting into it, y'all. Man, I was on the red carpet just because that's the thing to do. Friday night, I'm a jet setter. And you know what's going on this week? We got the NBA All-Star Weekend. So, you know, I'm going to be at 3 or 4 parties, you know, 2 or 3 functions, 3 or 4 gatherings. So I'll be able to, you know, see what y'all going to do. What y'all going to do? Y'all ain't coming? Huh?
Man, we were supposed to come down there and record live. But,
yeah, that's what I was thinking about. So I was telling everybody what's wrong with y'all. Y'all come on down, man. Y'all ain't been down in a while anyway, man. Come on down. I'm coming up there. I'm coming up myself, though. But y'all come
on down, man.
Shoot, you know how we do it. We like to do that stuff big like that, man. You know, it ain't the same without y'all. You know?
Man, Friday, don't rub it in, man.
Right, he's making it worse.
quit playing, man. I ain't gonna make it bad, man. I ain't gonna make it bad. It's all good in the hood. What's going on, man, out there in the no-go, huh? What's happening, man? Y'all talk to me. What's going on out there, Wade?
You know, it's a big meltdown right now. We're warming up out here, fam. We're doing all good out here. We healthy, you know?
I know, that's what my people was telling me. Telling me it was hot, let's get car washes and shit. I was like, damn. Man, well, anyway, this is it, man. We got a couple of little black history facts, and then I'm going to fit the script. I want to get some knowledge from y'all because I was thinking about these, what I got to ask y'all, and I'm going to get a little feedback, which I want y'all to give me a little knowledge because I need that in my life. But first of all, I'm going to tell everybody about this brother named Lewis Latimer. You know, everybody know Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, but they don't know it only burned for a few minutes. And Lewis Latimer revolutionized it and stepped the game up and made the light bulb burn for hours and hours. You dig? So next time you turn the lights on, you know, a brother was the man that came with the innovations to make the light bulb do what it do. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you about L.P. Ray. He invented the dustpan. So next time you sweep in your kitchen, a brother has been at the dustpan while you get through. Huh? And I'm going to tell you about George Sampson. George Sampson invented the clothes dryer with heat because they didn't have heat. He bought to put his game on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He hooked his up to the stove and made heat so the clothes would dry and be crispy. So next time y'all at the laundry mat, when you look at them dryers, look at them different, know that you got a rich history and you come from a long way. And be proud of everything you do. What's good with you fellas today?
Hmm? Hey, man, I invented rap cracking.
Hey, well, there it is. So you understand what I'm saying?
Little known black history fact.
You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, these people I'm talking about have patents on these machines. You see? So we have a rich history, and it's great, and our tradition is wonderful, man. But dig this here, man. Let's get down to business, man, because, you know, I want to listen to the show today. And like I say, I'm going to flip it up a little bit, just a little bit, and I'm going to ask Quarter T and Fresh Air, the People's Player, a question or two, because I want to, you know, people need to know who Quarter T and Fresh Air is. And shout out to Billy Bogart. And plus, I told you I'm going to get you that little S because it's hot. But that, guess who I seen, Fresh Air? I seen Tyrese from the Brook.
Oh, South Reese?
Yeah, from the Brook. I've seen him from the Meadowbrook, you know, Tyrese. He said he got some bangers and some heat. I've seen him at the little bar. I bought him a little bottle and whatnot, you know. And I was supposed to call him today, and I just forgot about him right now. But he said he got some heat, so that's something good to look forward to. We still doing big out here. But Fresh Air, I want to ask you a question, Fresh Air.
Go ahead,
you ready to answer it for me? I need you to answer it for me. I want question and answer. I want Q&A, and I want you to think about a 2-quarter, and let's, you know, kind of wrap this up real quick. I got 3, 4, 5 nice little quick questions, man, that mean a lot to me just to hear from you all. And, you know, because you never know what Friday night going to do. He might have an editorial. He might have a class. He might have a Q&A. He might make you write an essay, but you're going to learn something.
Let's do it.
You heard me? So that's Fresh Air, the People's Player, and Quarter T, my favorite rapper's favorite rapper. What does the hip-hop culture and its elements mean to you? and why is it your passion? I'm curious. What does it mean to you, and why is it your passion? Fresh Air, the people's player, what does it mean to you?
I'm going to go first. Hip-hop means everything, and I'm going to tell you why it means everything. Only because I can't run from it. You know what I mean? Once, you know, when I remember when I first heard that, the Rakim joint, you know what I mean? And I fell in love with that, you know what I mean? And to the point that I was singing the words to the lyrics so tough that I didn't even know that he was cussing in it. And my dad came in the room and heard me. You know what I'm saying? And then once my dad heard
me
that cussing, he sat me down and let me know what was good with it and what was not good with it, you know what I mean? He tried to tell me that, you know, it was from my culture. It was built on my streets. Not necessarily from my people, like a blues, bad example, or like, you know, or like another genre of music.
I did do that. I remember that.
Yeah, I was, you know, they'll pull up a chair and I'm going to attach it up. My name is Rakim, I Law, you know what I mean? That's what them was the lyrics. Like you say,
I like that. Quarter great. What does the hip hop culture and its elements mean to you? And why is it your passion?
Well, I mean, I guess what it really is. Because
we need to know.
What it really is, man, is like. It was always school to me. Like, it was a learning tool to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't honestly say I was, like, crazy like a fan would be. You know what I mean? Like, I was more, I wanted to do it. So I studied it, and I listened, and I paid attention. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as far as, and I'm just speaking on hip hop. I mean, I'm speaking on rap, a part of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That, and with, of course, without hip hop, there would be no rap. If that makes any sense to anybody but me. You know what I'm saying? So, what I wanted to do was I always wanted my own identity inside of rap as a part of hip hop and be like, I want to be in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Like, I'm like, you know, like, Kobe want to be in the NBA Hall of Fame. He plays football. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be in the Hall of Fame. That's always been my thing, forever, since I was young. You guys be free. He knows. You know what I'm saying? So, like, forever, since the first time I went over Freddie Free crib and he played the tape for me. You know what I'm saying? It was a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You're on your way, man. You're on your way. That was well spoken by you two fellas. I wouldn't expect nothing else from you. So now this is what I want you to do. Describe the defining moment that made you fall in love with hip-hop. You know what I mean? And that made you proud of it. And just change your life. Could y'all describe that moment for me? How did it feel? What was the moment?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It was a couple of them for me. You know what I mean? It was a couple of them for me because I look at the whole... I believe it had to have been around some shit like the party era. Once I realized that, you know, it was so powerful, you know what I mean? Because it, like, hip hop changed at the time. You know what I mean? So whatever was relevant to the time, hip hop went along with it. And that goes up to, you know, I put dollars on my ass Columbine when the Columbine shit went down and Jay-Z donated X amount of $100,000 or whatever it was, you know what I mean, to way back when, you know, Rodney King was going, you know, when they went through the Rodney King thing, you know, hip-hop was all through all of that shit making a message. You didn't hear nobody else making songs about that kind of shit. You know what I mean? It was always hip-hop. So once I realized that, you know, hip-hop was good. Like Chuck D, for example. Maybe that's the answer. The answer is, I guess, Public Enemy. Yeah, because they always said
good answer, because all those who don't know, that's the Friday nights. That's his thing. He thinks that was the greatest group and the greatest voice of hip hop since it started. That's a good answer, though. Quarter Key, what about you? Describe the defining moment that made you fall in love with hip hop, and. You know, it just made you proud of it, and it just changed your whole life from then on. Okay? I'd like to know about that. I think the listeners need to know who you are.
Hey, Friday night, man, it's our show, man. We're going to do the question asking.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious, man. I just want to know.
Hey,
I want to know.
Let me get that moment, that defining moment for you.
That just changed everything for me.
Yeah, that defining moment that you said, boom, hip-hop is my thing. I'm going to sag my pants, and I'm going to wear a do-rag, and I'm going to have weed smell on my shirt, or whatever it is, you know. That made you do it. I'm just curious, man, because I've been thinking about you for a long time, and I always want to know what makes you tick.
Freaky tail.
Too short?
That changed everything.
Yeah,
too short changed everything.
Not to get in your business, but people need to know. That's like some intricate thing to know about your radio personality. I love my radio personalities, you know, especially here and Quarter Teeth. So I want to know what they're all about. But see, I lived with them before, and I've done everything that you can imagine with them, but maybe nobody else has. And I just think that's just a good thing, man, you know.
Hey, man,
I just think that's
Fresh Air said, what's up with this dude?
I went down his ace, and I got you, Fresh Air. I already come right on time already, but I got your back like a shirt. The world body, man. I just wanted to know just a couple of questions, man. It was like, they was just burning, man. I asked myself some questions, you know, so I had to ask a couple of personalities, you know what I mean? They were like, wow, because I can remember what I love about it, and I can remember what changed it for me in the defining moments, and, you know, hey, what do you think they need to improve on in hip-hop? What they need to change, Fresh Air, the People's Player, then I'll get out your hair, man. What do you think they need to change?
That's easy, fam. Hip-hop got to use its power. You know what I mean? Hip-hop has to use its power and stop conforming. They got to stop conforming to Hold on, I got a little chatter in the background, fam, from the peanut gallery. Hip hop got to stop conforming to what pays, because hip hop itself is so powerful.
You gotta get back to
raw.
Gotta have beef. Gotta be about something. Gotta have some substance, some anger. I think it's missing anger.
Maybe that's it, and that could be it. See, but it's paying so much, you know, and people not realizing that the part of hip-hop that's paying is the creativity and the reality in it. You know what I mean? And so
definitely.
Now when people
it definitely
hip-hop,
makes you find out who you are. I mean, it gives you an identity. You know, like I say, you remember what they say? It's not about a bunch of colorful names. I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that. You know, that ain't what it's about. But I do agree with you, man. You know, I just, like I say, you know, I was just concerned about when it's passed down to the next ones, you know, because there's some coming behind us. And I just, you know, I'm glad it's in the hands of a man like yourself, Fresh Air, and a man like you, Quarter T, who can so eloquently state how they feel about hip-hop and live and breathe it. And like I say, the farm, the radio show, you know,
hey,
the people, the personalities, the music. I mean, it's beautiful.
Hey, real quick, Joe, I'm going to let you go on that note too, fam. But shout out to Kickstand, because Kickstand just hit the nail on the head right now. Kick said his defining moment in hip-hop was the rap down with Ramoski Love and Disco Dave, Joe.
That was all right. We used to go to the rap down, and we go and chill out and ride out. And we go to Dave and Buster's before it got popular. We was at Dave and Buster's before it was popular. We used to go there. You remember that?
Hey. No, I remember that. The funny part, this fool said, tell him it was, he said he was sitting in the living room with Sir Friday Night and Lil Air.
Yeah. It was a trip. Yeah, but that's the deal, man. Like I say, what I was alluding to was, that's just history. And that's black history, and that's hip-hop history, and this is the month for that, where we got history every day of the month, but we need to know where we're going and where we're coming and why we chose this. And why we represent it, because a lot of people out there don't know why they chose hip-hop. It just fell in their lap. And
hey,
those are the people
Friday
I want to talk
always,
to. Huh?
Hey, Friday night, it's always a pleasure, Joe. We're going to holler at you next week.
Man,
Saturday morning,
I'll let y'all know about what's going on this weekend. I hit you, fam. I'm going to put your ace in it. I'm going to put your ace on the wire.
Joe, Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, we got Saturday
Joe,
morning coming up.
Buy a quarter key of bottle of champagne. I'm going to throw a little extra gap in there for him.
Right here.
know, y'all know that the east of the side. I'm left to go when the race to Illinois. So it's in my blood, baby, this Midwest flow. Like I said before, I'm the go-to chick, so I got to joke. Whatever you want from Bud to Doug, green to snow, that's how I roll. See the flow is so loco, but am I perfect? Oh no, the tendency got me. I do my dirt by my lonely on the Lilo. Can't sleep, so I pray and try to struggle no more. Hope the fairy knock at my door, cause the way I release is verbal fatigue. I read the different peak in a different league. Bitch, please, all this whack shit must be. My rhymes is designed in the process of elimination. Leaving competition intimidated, forcing the hating. Keep the roots shaking from my skills or the way that I take it. See, haters can't take it for faces. I make time baking and making these rhyme creations. They're patiently waiting for me to blow, boy. Gotta get my dough, boy. I'm from the go, boy. I represent it till I G.O., boy. That's why boy. I drink by my own. Smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5-4. If they hit me on my phone, make sure you're feeling cold. Just like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. I drink by my own, smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5-4. If they hit me on my phone, make sure you're feeling cold. Just like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. As I enter the crack shack, make sure I watch my back. The word to get around about the boat that's in my bag. And now I'm even hustle, my people just told me, yeah, hold that. But I said, how I do you a favor, I know where to get them all face up. I'll be right back in the double like Cinderella's godmother. Watching my fam make the trouble as it toils and tumbles. And the potpourri burns as the pot boils and bubbles. Let's get it cracking, now that the cake is baked. Grab the bag, you scales and plate. Customers away from nickels and dimes. A big weight, we taking no shorts or no losses. You cheapskates, better get your man straight. Jordanetto is foreign lingo. I drink by my own, I smoke by my own. The only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. If they hit me on the phone, make sure you speak it cold. Cause like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. That's why I drink by my own, smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. If they hit me on my phone, make sure you speak it cold. Cause like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. I drink by my own, smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. So if they hit me on my phone, make sure you're speaking cold. Just like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. If you drink by your own, then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. And if you smoke by your own, then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. You do your dirt by your own. Hands up, hands up, hands up. You only trust in your chrome. Hey. Let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. That's why I drink by my own. Hey. Smoke by my own. By and my the own. Only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. So if they hit me on my phone, hey. Make sure you're speaking cold. Just like you, GK, one day you hear the next you go. I drink by my own. Hey. Smoke by my own. By and my the own. Only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. So if they hit me on my phone, hey. Make sure you're
one day you hear the next you go. Yo, shout out to my homegirl, that's E. Joe, class of 97. I did say that. Shout out to Dessa E. The homie. Legal Dope Radio, quarter to great.
May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Pressure the people's player.
Man, that shit is hot.
Yeah, that's the shit.
Man, that shit is hot. What you talking about?
The shit.
That's the E?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's hot. I'm talking about pressure the people's player. Hey, anywho. We got Saturday morning coming up in a minute. Let him freak out with us for his quick spell. Big shout out to Friday night. The hip hop forum. I mean, that was all real conversation right there. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Friday night. Let's do it, though, fam. Do the whole Saturday morning thing. Bring it down a notch. We got Cap'n Fat coming up in a little while. We also got music coming from Get Money. And the Cali Connect, a couple of them joints. You feel me? Freddie Free just came back in. We doing us. Y'all do y'all.
It's in the heart, too, man. You know, you got to love it.
You ready to pull Friday, Saturday on? because, I mean, not really. Let's go to the 415 calling in. No.
Talk out, man.
Gotta watch y'all, man.
What's the problem, fam?
You don't quite know? Four one five, give me a minute, should be on. Yeah.
Hey, man, this is good radio.
Hey, it's like, temptations where they have to record in the basement and shit. You have to keep it in the,
Hey, 415, give us a couple of seconds to be on the air, man.
That's real shit. This is, you know, that's just how it is. Shout out to the 415, man. Hey, so 415, you'll be on in a minute. So like I say, man, we having a technical difficulty too, but you know what I'm saying? It'd be funny with Fresh Air to see with players, man, and the technical difficulty, right? Because this nigga sits here and he watches the shit, right? Kind of like y'all watching it, though, right? Hey, shout out to Field Jack. Oh, turn it off.
No.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
That's y'all.
Hey, so, you know what it is, man. It's Sport Card in the Grady in the building. Fresh Air People's Player, you know what I'm saying? The boys do in the building. You know what I'm saying? Fresh Air in the building. You know what I'm saying?
On a serious note, I'm not even serious, though. Happy, my man, Drew. That's what I'm talking about, man. Drew, happy birthday, Coco Chanel. She turned 21 today. She getting addicted down there in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Coco Chanel. So happy birthday. We got Kickstand coming up. It's about halftime. Everybody in the room probably forgot about that shit till right now. So we're going to get the Kickstand. Okay, let's go now, man.
Go.
Kick. Hey, so what up, man? What you want to do?
Hey, man.
We got issues, though, man. We can't kick this whole fast, man.
Got issues right now, man. It's a bad situation.
Everybody. Hey, we be having technical difficulties.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
Every once in a while, man.
It's been a minute.
Persevere with fast eight. Come on, man.
It's not Friday night. We just I ain't even say his thing. I want to thank you guys for persevering, man. Big shout out to my favorite rapper, Quarter Key. What's the problem? Are we still issuing? Hey, man, why you get mad at me? Oh, his feelings are set. What's the problem now? We still ain't right? Let me see.
You don't know what to do
with it. No, I don't know what to do, man.
Yeah.
What would
John
do? Hey, he's free. Remember what he said down there? What's that?
What would John do?
Man, I need that, man. That shit changed my life, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we talking about 9/11?
Watch that Kevin Hart.
That's what he needs, that this shit changed his life.
Yeah, that was it, Friday night. Dave Chappelle.
That's
it. He changed my life.
Yeah.
Straight up. Yeah, I don't know. Now that I think about it, man, it could have been several things, man. I'm talking about the rap down. Man. We used to listen to this record player in my basement. I had a Public Enemy record. And then we had four songs on it. One of them was Don't Believe the Hype. One of them was Don't Believe the Hype. Yeah, you know what I mean? I can't remember what the other song on that joint was. I mean, Stan, we scratched on that Smurf record player and some other shit. We sat down and listened to that boy. Man,
It was that. I had a little ice hockey table downstairs, too. And we sit in the living room listening to the rap now. What was on there? What was this music we used to leave all the time, Stan? What was it? Yeah, no, it was just Disco Dave and Ramoski Love. We'll Move the Crowd. That was his music. That was his music, so Move the Crowd. Yeah, that definitely changed my world. Stan probably was right. He was probably sitting right there on the other end. I can almost say what he used to say when he was getting off the air. I can almost say it right now. Shout out to hip hop, man. We needed was a little hip hop conversation, man. That's it. See? 415, you on there. How you like that, man? Just chilling out.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, hello?
Hey, hello. 415, you on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Who are you?
This is Callie. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
Y'all thought I wasn't going to call in tonight, huh?
No, actually, we knew you couldn't wait till tonight to call in.
I was too thirsty, too. Been in the damn 30 minutes waiting on Friday night. He going to have to be on time limit.
Get your bag. The first thing I'm going to do if I'm hired on, I'm going to change some things around. Shout out to Kelly. What's good, Joe?
For real, we got to put that man on the time limit. But I love him, though. That's my cousin, so I love him. I miss him, too. And I came up with me like a little radio name. I said, okay, all our family got little days. We got Friday night, Saturday morning. I said, I'm going to be Sunday evening. Something real cool.
What you was going to say?
No, I had a question, right? Because I've been listening since I've been in the queue for like 40 minutes. I don't hear any female artists. What's up with that?
Where was you at when Dessa was just on 5 minutes ago?
Who?
Dessa E was on 5 minutes ago.
I heard that song, but I couldn't kind of distinguish the voice. No, I ain't going to go there. But it's some, you know, I think it's, you know, some that's a little more low-key, you know, that you can tell this. Tell us, well, I ain't going to go there.
Shout out to Kelly.
I'm just going to keep it real, 100. But anyway, you were speaking about the Grammys, and I did watch it. The reason why I watch it, because I like to get a, you know, feel of different music. You know, I like hip-hop, but I like the rock, I like the pop. You know, I like all that different stuff. And, you know, the person I like best was Justin Bieber. You know, Usher had a little velvet outfit on and shit, but we're going to get past that. You know, but when Jada Smith did his thing, it was kind of fly. You know, it just gives the kids a different taste of different music. You know, it's just not all about this one type of music. You know, it teaches people how to, you know, understand all types of music. So I did watch it. So
definitely. See, we understand that part of it because, you know, you're talking to two people who probably got, you know, I definitely got a bigger, vast, more variety of music in my car than most people. See, but the whole thing with it was just that. Where was hip-hop at on Grammy night? Because hip-hop got to be the biggest thing in music right now, being, you know, past country. So where was hip-hop at that night? That's all we said. They cut it out altogether. It ain't all about hip-hop. We know that because, you know, hip-hop is a bunch of thuggery most of the time and a bunch of hoodlums. But at the same time, where was them thugs at that night? Because that's a part of hip-hop. They weren't even there.
Fresh air, you know that the thugs could not come to Grammy night. You know we got idiots.
I don't necessarily mean the thugs in that sense. I just mean the hip hop part of it because they want to generalize music. They want to generalize hip hop as, you know, associated with the thugs all the time. And it's like, man, you mean to tell me Drake wasn't the artist of the year if it wasn't Justin Bieber? You see what I'm saying? Like they, you know, and even if they wasn't winning awards,
where was that display of hip-hop at? Because you had to, you know, I've seen Grammy Award shows in the past. You know, you had your banjos there with the country music and the shillelaghs and the everything been there. You know what I'm saying? But where was that one hip-hop, the one hip-hop performance? You know, even if it's going to be Flo Rida, hell, what the fuck? It ain't got to be Gucci, man. You know what I'm saying? But where was Flo Rida at? You see what I'm saying? There wasn't no performance from hip-hop at all on Grammy night.
But you know what? You know what, Fresh Air? I'm not even going to lie. Like, if Flo Rida or Drake was there, I think it kind of would have threw me off. You know, I was like, what the hell is going on? It's not the Vibe Awards. You know, it kind of would have threw me off. So I think the way they have it is cool. That's my
opinion.
That's
what I'm saying,
you know,
though, man. I feel where you're going. I definitely can feel where you're going, but that's just it, though. If this is a music thing, that's one thing. Because if it's going to be the Vibe Awards, like you say, or the Source Awards,
right,
or the Legal Dopeys, or whatever it's going to be, then you're probably not going to have that blues lady who won that, you know, award or whatever for Artist of the Year, because that's not her genre.
Yeah.
This ain't her scene. I feel that. But if
right.
If it's something general or something broad as the Grammys, which is a
right.
music thing, you know, you mean to tell me that you're not even going to show Jay-Z win this award? If Jay-Z won this award for whatever he won it for, you're not even going to show the presentation. You're going to flash some words on the bottom of the screen saying Jay-Z won a Grammy for such and such. That's what you want?
Right, that's true. But you know what, you think about it, you know, at the Soul Train Awards and those type of awards, they don't have those categories as far as pop and rock. You know, they stick to that one category, the R&B and hip-hop, you know, so that's their award. This is this award. So, like I said, I would have been kind of thrown off if they would have included those type of artists. Because, I mean, I like Drake, don't get me wrong, but, you know, that wasn't just the time to hear that kind of stuff, my opinion.
Again, like I said, too, you know what I'm saying, before I let you go when we get to the news, because it's halftime, that's the Grammy. This is music in general. This ain't one type of music. Your example was the Soul Train Award, like you said. It's the Soul Train Awards. You know what I'm saying? Like Billy Bob Jr., whoever over there ain't got no soul, you know, and no business at the Soul Train Awards. We talking about the Grammys. This is a musical award show. Just music for the year. That's all, just regular old music. I'm talking about everything, country, pop, blues, won the Artist of the Year, whatever the person was. Blues, jazz, or whatever it was. The jazz won the Artist of the Year with everybody in the category, Justin Bieber, Drake, them was all new artists. And the jazz one, you know, and the jazz one, you did. That's all we're saying. But we got to get to the halftime with the news. Kelly, I'm going to get in soon with you. I'm going to holler at you about that entertainment thing or whatever that we were talking about.
Yeah, I was talking to Quarter Keys. I want to get the kickstand kicked at me, like you said. But that'd be cool if I can do that. But I'm going to let y'all go ahead because I don't want to take up too much time. So I'll call back next week and probably have it together for y'all.
I'll holler at you.
All right.
All right. Hey, so check game too. It's funny. If we take Saturday morning's call, an hour of the show would have been my family.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think they were a little payroll and stuff, Joe. Hey, we're going to do the news or we're going to play a song?
Y'all play a song.
Music. Get addicted. Maybe not.
She says she wanna go, then maybe we can roll, and you don't need a call, cause it ain't even cold. Where the fuck we going? So you let your hair down now, eat my fuel, close if you prepare right. She says she wanna go, then maybe we can roll. Remember that desire to smell, juicy couture, Fendi number 5 Chanel. Damn, my bed feels cold and I tell me where your heart and when you used to be my champion. You could have been my favorite bitch. I just take trips, chasing a high, big body lane switch. Life ain't always what it's meant to be, that's why I'm gone fishing. If I leave, you gon' be missing me. Got cold in the ice, so I apologize on penis beats. Cause we want the light, I love that, fuck you love me, chemistry. Wherever I'm at, they know you finna be. Don't rush, you know you wanna go, you feelin' me. You wanna go, then baby we can roll. And you don't need to come, cause we need to go. Where the fuck we goin'? Just palm trees
know you nigga good, but I'm Gucci. And I feel nothing but love in this Louis. Wonder bread embroidery, Louis checkerboard on me. Forever what you wanna be. I see you living in that limelight. Well, I'ma welcome you to the highlight. Yeah, I'm Mile High clubbing. Bitch, I'm going fishing, catch your boy yacht clubbing. Catch me out in public, pockets Ruben studded. And you know I get it, this life, I fucking love it. And I see you in your two-piece, and the coupe got two seats. Somehow I always fit three, and you always gon' fit me. And I put this dick in your kidney. You love it how I do it, no one's done it how I done it. I get money like it's government.
If you wanna go, then baby we can roll. If you need to go, then you need to go. Where the fuck you going?
So you can let this.
News in a minute. It's about 10:15, Joe. We're about a quarter past late. Shout out to Kick. We're going to slide to him in a minute. Captain Fat on the line right now. We're going to get to him after the news, most deaf, you know, because that's what we do. We show that kind of love. Friday night got some shit he want to say. We definitely going to pull him in after the fact because that could last the rest of the show. So stick around because I like the topic. Because, and it's funny because Quarter, you know, he was stopping me. The wrapping up, Fat had a wrapping up box in the background he got from Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about that Grammy shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's just real, though. That's just far. That's like, get to the news, man. Pull us down on it. Fam, you know what? I'm going to have some theme music for Stan next week. I got it. I already got it, too. Oh, even trip. Yeah, you already know. Hey, yeah, you on the air too.
Yeah, I know I am. What's up, Legal Dope listeners? I don't know if y'all recognize, but we having like a whole little conversation outside with y'all listening to. But boy, it's really going down for Legal Dope tonight.
What y'all talking about?
This nigga, please.
Oh, okay.
Friday night brought up a real good topic. Like you said, you're gonna bring Friday night back in and whatnot. Y'all gonna get into it. But boy, Legal Dope, this is your boy Kick. With your Legal Dope.
Come on there, nigga, give us new news.
Well, man, it's just a little bit. I got some good right now. You know what I mean? Involving Proof, you know, the D12 rapper that got shot at the club, you know, behind some bull. You know, right now, he got his mom, Sherilyn Pepper Holden White. She started a foundation for him in 2007. you know, trying to get kids educated, something like that. I have a dream family, you know, something like that. She went to a school, kind of found some kids, you know, that, you know, single parents, you know, find all the negatives about them and seeing how they was doing in school. So that's what she's doing right now. She's going to the high school, picking kids out of the crowd. You know, she's giving them a little something to do to show their effort to get this type of scholarship that she's willing to go for, to give them. And right now, as of last weekend, she had a big, you know, a big ceremony honoring Proof for the foundation. And she picked out some kids that actually got some pretty good grades in school, and they actually filled out the essay. They're really looking forward to striving and being better people. So behind hip-hop, something like this was born to where some kids are going to actually get a scholarship, a full ride, behind a man dying in the honor of hip-hop. So that's a big shout-out to Proof and his mama, you know what I mean? No, you know, it's bad that he died, but his mama started a foundation so many other rappers can come up, you know, and not be so less fortunate. And that's the good news for the day. The rest of it is just, you know, some little bit of news. We got this bull with Chris Brown and Rihanna. Y'all know they got their little thing. Chris Brown got his little Tina Turner back, and she done lifted her restraining order on him. You know, All-Star Weekend coming up. I guess they plan on spending it together. No matter what, they got to be in the same building. Chris Brown doing a little something before the actual game start. And, of course, we all know Rihanna's doing the halftime. What else we got? We got a little bit of more news. We got Cube. Now, we used to see him everywhere. He was a part of the first group that everybody, you know, being fresh air, actually put the first N.W.A. and the Posse tape in the deck to be listened to. That's the first time I heard niggas. Well, that was the second time because I heard Gangsta Love first. But that was the first time I heard niggas just going ham with saying whatever they wanted to say. But right now, Q is getting back. You know, he had the album with N.W.A., Fuck the Police. It's real funny because he's working out, him and his manager are working out a little something to sign up for him to be the police chief in the 80s sitcom, or not sitcom, but the 80s show series, 21 Jump Street. They're putting it together, so he's going to be the chief of the fools he's sitting out there. You know, Johnny Depp and all them was being detectives back then. He's going to be the chief of them fools now on TV. Well, I don't know if it's going to be the show or if it's going to be a full-length film, but that's what they got going on in the makings right now. Waka Flocka.
That's what's
now,
up.
We know, Waka Flocka, he always in the mix of something, you know what I mean? Some people say whack, some people say cold. We all know he got dope tracks and whatnot. And he getting in beats and squabs. You see it on YouTube and World Star Hip Hop. You know, fools going ham in front of him. This fool in North Carolina, and his bus was lit up. They say four shots hit the bus. We don't know wherever else the mother shots went, but two cars pulled up next to his tour bus. I guess they was at the electronic shop getting something fixed on their shit, you know, getting more speakers put in, a new radio, and two cars pulled up and just aired it out. Now, their bodyguards was able to get out and go ahead and bust back at them. They don't say who got hurt, but somebody got hit. One person got hit, we don't know who. So if I find out any more news about that, I'll give you, you know, an update if you care about Waka Flocka. Then we got Mac 10. Now, we all know Mac 10, West Side Connection, Inglewood representative, Blood, you know. He came out, he signed with Cash Money, got his little Who Banging jumping off of Cash Money. So he had his Who Banging records, plus he was dropping West Side Connection, plus his album, you know, after the little skit with his homegirl T-Boz. But he started his Who Banging. He just getting up, they revamping Who Banging. And they got a starting lineup that's coming up. He got him, Mac 10, and Glasses Malone dropping on April 12th. That's going to be the first album off of Who Banging, the revamped Who Banging. I like to call it the retro Who Banging. Then they got X to the Z, Mitchie Slick, Richie Rich, and Technique jumping off after that. They signed on the new retro Who Banging. And Bone is out right now. They're going worldwide searching for talent, and they're starting off in the Outback, fam. the Aussie squad's backyard. They pulling somebody. They down there really going through the kangaroos and whatnot and trying to they trying to turn over stone. They say there's a lot of talent out there, so they on the search to jump off their new label that they're trying to get. And you know, that's gonna pretty much wrap up. I hope y'all got a lot of this information. Y'all be looking forward to it because you'll hear some more from me on these topics, and we'll keep it jumping. And this is your boy Kid with your legal dope news for the evening.
Wow, wow.
Play
one of the outlaws. Joe, all right, my nigga.
Hey, this dude right here is a legend. Hey, man, so let me tell you what we got coming up next. We're going to get to the boy, Captain Fat.
Captain Fat!
We've been waiting on this dude to send his music for 7 months now. Now we got him and the music on the air. Coming soon. One song away. We're going to play this hot joint from the selection. And then we're going to pull the boy, Captain Fat, on down in the A. You ready? Get addicted. What's talking about?
This one's juking.
Oh, nah. It ain't juking tonight. Got to play it on Thursday. Straight up. Do that.
I'm the man in this bitch right now. Let's go. I'm the man in this bitch right now. Let's go. I'm the man in this bitch right now. Right now. Right now.
Who the fuck is that on them 30-something in a Hummer? That's the little Wonka. That's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that banking hard with all them cars behind them? That's the little Wonka. That's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got that Kush 24/7. That's the little Wonka. That's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got them hoes shaking ass and titties. That's the little Wonka. That's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? You fucking right, you know it's Wonka, bitch. Cross me if you won't, I'm gonna split you with my shotgun, bitch. Chopper hit you, 9 hit you, 40 cal hit you, damn you fuck. Blood shooting out your mouth, like a volcano erupt. Nigga, I'm a menace, I'm a son of quit playing with me. Pants sag down low, something like your granddaddy. Shoot it in the sky, in a jet, you can't catch me. Diamond shining hard in my ear, and they help that. Block star like, nigga, we gon' make it. 5 bitches in the room kissing and they naked. Made me a crazy photo, call that bitch the Matrix. And we don't buy them bottles, nigga, cause we stay with some cases. Yeah, who the fuck is that on them 30-something in a Hummer? That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that banking hard with all them cars behind them? That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got that Kush 24/7. That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got them hoes shaking ass and titties. That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Yup, you know it's Wonka. Bitch, you loving how my dress swag. Pocket full of money, about to put it in a Gucci bag.
Yep.
Watch they hate on me,
damn.
I don't give a fuck. Man of a maniac, they tryna lock a nigga up. Cake like a bakery, they tryna stick a nigga up. Bad bitch on my side, I'ma chuck my deuces up. Kush blowing in the wind, red cup full of him. Forgive me, Lord, I'm about to sin. I'm going ham, 6-12s in the trunk. They gon' slam in the kitchen, water whipping, nigga. I got grams, come and get it, I got it, let's go. That money, that channel, that dough. Plenty down up in the town, you can call my phone, Joe. Who the fuck is that on them 30-something in a Hummer? That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that banking hard with all them cars behind them? That's the little Wonka, that's the little Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got that Kush 24/7. That's the Wonka, that's the Wonka. Who the fuck is that? Got them hoes shaking ass and titties. That's the Wonka, that's the Wonka. God damn, I done made it.
No question who that was. He told y'all. That's Lil Wonka. Shout out to the homie Joe. Everybody doing their music, man. Shoot the music over to Legal Dope. Check that. Take two. Send your music to MrLegalDope@gmail.com. We'll get you on. Play your music. You know what it is over here with the Dope Boys. Joe, Quarter the Great.
Make sure it's real music, man. Don't send no...
That was funny because he was supposed to say, may, may, make. But he said, make sure it's real music. That was funny as hell.
Yeah, nigga.
I do that.
I may, may, make real music. Hey, so just kind of piggybacking on what Blood said, when you're sending music to MrLegalDope@gmail, just make sure it's not no... Like, you know, industry jacks.
No mixtape joints.
No mixtape joints. SoundClick joints is cool. No mixtape joints. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just do us that solid. Hey, so what up, man? Captain Fat. Where you at?
That's him right there.
Thank you, the man, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friend of the family, you know what I mean, from down there in the A. We're going to get to my man, pull him on in a couple of seconds, you know what I mean? It's the homeboy, Kevin Fat. Met him through my relative, Twan, down there. You know, just grew the relationship, you know what I mean? It's not even musical, you know what I mean? He's just on some real people type of thing, you feel me? He's a friend of mine down there, a friend of ours, you feel what I'm saying? Kevin Fat, he do good music, so we figured since we got that platform for people with music, why not get him on? Feel me?
Awesome,
we're going to do that in a second. We're going to play a song first. We're going to get him in now. Okay, we're having a little issue here.
All right, let's do this right here then. Let's do this right here.
Hey, excuse me. Try to get addicted, we can't. It's all gonna happen at the same time. The song gonna come on, and Captain Fat gonna say something.
Yo.
Yo.
What's happening?
Captain Fat, I think you might have just been on the whole time. What's up with it, though, man?
Man, just cooling, man. What's going on?
Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
I think we're back now, Fat. Hold on, man. We're having a problem.
Hey, so the problem is, y'all know we had a legal love this weekend, and the switchboards are crossing up, and it's crazy, man. It's shorting shit out, and that's why y'all hearing dead air, because we might be talking, and you might hear dead air. You know what I'm saying? So
I tell you what, we're gonna re-roll and take this. Now we're going to start from the top. Captain Fat, you on?
What's going on, my dog?
What's happening with you, baby boy?
Man, cooler, man. Cool. What's going on with y'all, boy?
Man, trying to iron these wrinkles out, baby. That's it. Trying to get it together.
Well, I hear that shit, though, man. Y'all going to drop that record today for me?
You know it, man.
Yeah, I know what quarter. Keep telling nigga say what's happening.
Hey, what's happening with it, man, Captain Fat, man? What it do, man?
But same old suit, man. Just chilling, man. That cool.
Yeah, I already know it, man. Hey, so you sent me two records, man. What I got? I got send me, man. Send me
should
two
be
records.
No lower stack of paper.
Stack of paper.
Just say that.
Lower stack of paper. Hey, so talk about it, man. Tell the Legal Dope listeners a little bit about it, man. I already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You done been on the show before. Like, I don't know if y'all know it, but, you know, he's called into the show before. And, you know, he's a friend of the family. You know what I'm saying? But we finally having him on, like, you know, the artist that he is. You know what I'm talking about? So, man, Fat Man, tell him a little bit about you, man. Where you from? know what I'm saying? You know, just fill them in on you right quick, man. Do that for me.
Yeah. Straight East, just straight real East Side Decatur nigga, man, that I represent. You know what I'm saying? Like, record I sent you that no-lo ticket. They just talking about all these, you know what I'm saying, get something to the nigga lying about all these prices going on, because every real nigga know ain't no low tickets in the city. You know what I'm saying? Right. And no low prices on shit from gag to pussy. You know what I'm saying? And that stack of paper, that just some money talk shit, man. I just felt like talking about money that day, so I just went in.
Yeah.
All right,
so check it out. Which one you want to get to first? We might as well quit playing around with him, let him get a bar with count fat about, you know?
Yeah, go on dropping that no-lo, man, because, you know, I'm about tired of here niggas quoting these old bullshit air prices, man. They need to understand they no-lo tickets in the city, man.
Shit, get a ticket there. You tell them. You can tell them better than I can.
Yeah, yeah, get the fat ease them out of bed.
Nigga, it ain't no low, no, no low, no, no low, no, no low, no low tickets been a city, city.
Yeah. A bell.
Yeah.
Sat beneath my Chevrolet. The women love it. If they don't, they still gon' look my way. They here today, but best believe they gon' be gone tomorrow. Because the price of yay for me has not become a problem. I used to get it for the low, but now these niggas taxing. They know that I'ma come on show before I get the pants. I sold my rims, I sold my beat, I sold a Chevy too. So when you ask what's up with me, I say what's up with you. In a chain, less than the key, I call it bird shit. Get the 7,000 for free, I call it pearl. I see what's done at 2 a.m. for a key. Just isn't worthy. That's 28 on the 412, but you never serve it. Nah, before I pay them time with prices, I quit. Throw a towel in the game, think it's time to go to cheat. Watch the prices go from 19 to 28 a beat. Hold up for me, I made a living. I'm capping off a key. Nigga, it ain't no low, no.
Being broke, I'm a gangster. Ain't no low.
Getting them things cracking down there, huh?
Yeah, man. Trying to get the brand hat, man. You know what I'm saying? Any photo on you?
Yeah, that's all it's about, for real. You know, got to stand out, you know?
You already know, man. For real. Trying to get my fat ass in where I fit.
Straight up. Hey, man, what's up, man? I know I wish I could rap, man, but like you said, I'm waiting on that track, man, so you and Cord can get on the track and do y'all number, man.
I'm ready. I'm ready, man. That's what I say, man. We got to hurry up, get in. We got to get Chase to do the beat. We got to do it, man. We got to go in.
Definitely. Hey, yo, check it out, man. Let's slide to the next joint, man. This is my favorite joint right here out of the two.
Appreciate that, big dog.
You know, talk about that. Like you say, you just, you know, want to talk about money, so you went in and did the thing. You know what I'm saying? But tell me a little bit more about it. You know, give me a little bit about it first before we get into it.
Yeah, Pro Dad just been like a little skit. They were like, just want me to do like a hook and a verse. So I was like, hey, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? Went on in. Just felt like talking about some money. You know, that's all we about right here, some money and pussy.
Kid, you already know what it is,
man. Well, that's a joint, man. We're not even going to play with it, man. Like I said about the last one, Joe. Stacking paper, Joe. Cabin fat, get addicted.
Let it go.
Get a little cake, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know, boy.
And that definitely was good right there, Joe. Hey, so what's next on the motherfucking calendar for Cabin Fat, my dude?
Yeah, then May, I'm gonna drop that mixtape, that North Korea mixtape. I'm gonna drop that bitch in May, man. That shit is stupid, man. I ain't got no features, I just went in by myself, you know what I'm saying? Went all the way in.
You ain't going all the weekend, Joe?
Oh, hell nah, man. You know we gotta do a show down here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be down in the city, man. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I ain't going to fuck around, so try to get it tickled.
That's what up. So, you actually dropping the mixtape in March or May? What you say? May?
Yeah, I'm dropping it in May. Yeah, man. But it's damn good work, too, man. These folks going to live. It ain't no samples. I ain't rapping over other niggas' shit. It's all original music. I need to call the album, man, but shit, it's a mixtape. But shit's stupid.
Man, everything a mixtape nowadays, man.
You already know that nigga eating, man. I'm at a bitch on iTunes and everything, man. Folks gonna be able to get about it. They gonna be real impressed by their work, though, man. I put my all into this shit. This shit's stupid.
I can't wait.
Man, you know what it is, then. Whenever you got
I'm going to have a copy of y'all this week, man. If I'm going to get an email, y'all, the whole mixtape, y'all can just put your ear to it. Let me know what you think about it.
You already know.
Man, I know I'm going to put you on the spot, fam. I hope it don't take as long as it took you to send me them couple of songs, man.
Oh, nah, don't do you know, boy, I just got computer literate. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know what the hell I was doing.
Shout out to my man, Fat Joe. That's what up, man. Hey, so big shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you coming through. You know, so I know you're always welcome, Joe, all the time, man.
Man, appreciate that, big dog. Man, shout out to everybody out there that legal dope, man, for real, so.
You know what it is, man. Get addicted, my dude. I'll holler at you next time.
All right, y'all be careful.
For sure. Shout out to my homeboy, Captain Fat, man. Joe, getting addicted, man. Showing the dope boys a bunch of love. You know what it is with us, man. Hey, do another caller real quick before we play a song. I got that new Chicago Larry video, too. That's what he was checking out. You know what I'm saying, right? You know, last hour we were checking it out off the air. Shout out to my man Larry, Joe, stepping his game up, man. His video's hot. You know, he brought the song over to us. We played it over here already, you know what I'm saying? So, friend of the Dope Boys, Chicago Larry, you know what it is.
Shot, tell me where the party is.
What you looking at, Joe?
That's what we doing?
Nah, not that one. Up under that one. Let's do the one. Yeah, let's do that. Call number 33. Let's do 33. It's time for the news. See, that's what I'd be if you want to do it at the end of the show. You want to swap it out? I was thinking about that, too. You want to move it to the end of the show? We'll talk about that.
Hey, you know what, though? You're right, man. Something I have not did all evening. It is a legal dope album, and I have not played one quarter key right.
Shout out to Bully Bogart, too, Joe. What up, Witch and Son? Get addicted to somebody, man. We're going to play a quarter key joint, man. We're going to play two of them. How y'all like that? I ain't heard one all day.
Yeah, we eat, nigga. These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We's getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, serving some of that dope, man.
From the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the same block. No go, nigga. Cracking they grill. 26s on a Chevy pop. Nigga, bro, I been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave him that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twist. This cycle drama kick it at me. I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. Fuck, I did everything under the sun so I can shine in the nighttime. Shit, nighttime did everything under the moon. I get trapped out of grandpa's lap. Shoes like West had a young nigga back in the bowling. Bitch had a young nigga back.
Man, they don't like that,
Joe. Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth, and I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't spit wanna try and pimp you? Really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch. Took dope from a trick at a nice size.
That young nigga 19.
And I had three whips. Was a prince back then. Not a king of this bitch.
Niggas say big dick.
Stay fly, my green stay fine, nigga, roll while
I got shut down the block, Joe, so many times, cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine.
I ain't pull that off, cause I talk that shit, man, I don't just rap.
My nigga don't trip, get gone at the mall, get lost in the south. Got gas that'll do a nigga in for him. No seems like him, that'll put him underground for the king of the town.
Got a pocket full of dubs, got a light green count, and a 38 snub on my waist right now.
Must be,
people's when a nigga can't sleep, gotta roll 10 deep, gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me, cause they never too sure where Z might be.
I just might be on the block with my nigga dudes pop, on my guy J5 in the drop, big grip. At the shop, I'm a nigga quality on, take a shot, cup of tone, that a nigga just stop, I'm a cluck on the block.
You can't say that.
Only I can say this, posted on 8th Ave in Manhattan, with pins on my nigga Young West, out west, eating shrimp, getting nailed from a chicken, a set with the crew, that's the true story.
That's
right
there, baby.
Fuck
I'm talking about, nigga. That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it. These niggas don't know what beef is, family. They really don't know, nigga. Beef is that shit, nigga, where you can't even get up in the morning, take your kids to school, nigga. You gotta look over your shoulders, nigga, when you taking a piss in the back alley, nigga. Where you can't roll your wood in the passenger seat, nigga, without your homie telling you to look out, homie, duck, nigga. That's that beef.
You're back in the Legal Dope Show, Court of the Great. May, Fresh Air of the People's Player. That was Court of the Great, Legal Dope. Take two. That was Court of the Great, whatever the name of that song was, off of the Legal Dope album. That was getting y'all addicted right there at its finest. Coming up next, we got another Quarter Key song. I don't know what it is, so I'm not looking at the screen. Get addicted. Get addicted. Get addicted. Not for real, man. Get addicted. That shit got some Kool-Aid on it. It's stuck, dude. You see it? Excuse me. Excuse me again. Yeah, so we got Kool-Aid stuck on it, y'all. Okay, hold on. Get it taken.
Shit, man. Yeah, I'm gonna get at you, bro. I'm gonna put myself together right now.
Check,
man.
So I hung up the phone, right? That was West. Slid to the closet for what fits me best. Pick Pelly pants and a black pro glove. Pearl black watch, you know, trust it all up. Couple blunts of chronic player, stressing ain't none. Pour some Hennessy up in a styrofoam cup. Grab a fresh lighter, put some heat on the weed. Number foes on my feet, and it made my cipher complete. I called Jamaican Ricky, told him bring me some weed. Told me give him 20 minutes, and he got me indeed. That's my nigga, he keep chronic, so I give him a dud. 20 minutes later, met him where we usually meet up. Copped a half an ounce of chronic, then he threw me a gram. Of some random green shit, called it Afghanistan. Threw a piece of pulled off on my way to the store. It's just preparation for partying, and this I go, I said.
First you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the flies weed, and you on. You on. I said, first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the flies weed, and you on. You on.
West back,
bro,
told him I'm in the street.
I'm out here.
Hung up the phone, then I turned up the beat.
Yeah.
It's 10:45, so I roll up a beat.
Roll up the
turn
line.
The kid with up a little more and draw with
turn
my
shit up.
Hit the spot that's always hot to show my face on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Campaigns lost a little bit and sit with my team. I'm from 23rd Street, so you see riders
bro,
like
what
me. Tossing up a couple Henny, putting shit on the G. Bitches stalking, chicken hawking, cause they heard I was on. Bending over, pussy popping, Joe revealing they thong. Parking lot was getting crowded, so I had to move on. Double dab a couple players hit the blunt and I'm gone. Escalating through the city like I'm sliding on ice. 5 minutes to the parking lot, I'm starting
hey,
my night.
Right now, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Spray myself with them DNG, hit the blunt and jump out. I said,
first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the flies weed. And you on, you on. I said, first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half bounce to the
fly,
sweet, and you
on,
you
on. So I called West back, told him I'm in the front. Double dab stack, then I hand him a blunt. The purple got me feeling like I'm goalie and shit. So I joined my nigga rocking his advance at a chick. Gave my number to the driver, she was feeling my swag. Seen the line was hella long, but I slid past that. Say what up to Friday night, he was flossing his knot. So I shake a couple hands as I make my way to the spot. Block light, ice grilling, rain beat to my left. Jay Hood at the bar, popping bottles with rust. It's a celebration, baby, so I caught me a fifth. X seen me in the building, started banging my shit. Niggas cuffing up they bitches cause my presence is felt. Robbers checking, just don't know I got that iron in my belt. Paid the haters no attention, made my way to the VIP. That's the top up off the bottle, Joe, and took me a sip. I said,
first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on, you on. I said, first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on, you on, you on.
Oh,
it out, man. The Lakers lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. All you Laker haters, insert your jokes here. And meet me in June, right around Father's Day. I'll be there. That's all I got to say.
Meet you there.
Friday night, I'm going to pull you back on because that's always entertaining. So you give us a couple of seconds, you'll be on. You're on.
I'm on? Hey, what's going down,
yo,
fellas?
I don't
hey, niggas here. I opened up a nice can of worms today, though. You see what I'm talking about? People need to figure out what it is about y'all. But getting back to that blonde girl that called, that blonde lady, what's her name, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Shout out to Kelly. That's my man's and them. I'm telling you, she knows more ways to get into great America than the law allows. Dig this anyway. But the Grammys recently, you know, it was not too long ago they just started recognizing rap. I mean, you know, with the Fresh Prince won the first Grammy and whatnot. They've been steady phasing out rap. If you've been watching the evolution of the Grammys, they've been steady phasing it out. It was just the first one. And, you know, they've been watering down the categories. And, man, I hate to say it, and I love it, brother, man, but Eminem is the face of rap now, and I can't stand it myself personally. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, that'd be killing me. That's what, you know, that goes back again to black history. It's like we don't got nothing. We sitting, and like last week I said, don't let the mug take this from us, too. Not that we can't share it with our white brothers and sisters or our Hispanic brothers and sisters, but they take everything from us. That's like, you know, I'll be giving the little known fact. It's like that stuff that we take for granted, we did that. But you wouldn't know about it.
Hey, listen, though. See, not to cut you off, brother, but at the same time, they go back to what I said as far as hip-hop goes about shout out to Twana Don. That go back to what I said with the hip hop thing as far as using your voice. Because, you know, as far as like, I'm not going to use the word crossover because you know how I feel about EPMD. But like when you got your voice and you conforming to what, you know, like for example, and I use this example all the time, you know what I mean? I jump on Lil Wayne because he pretty much is the best example for me right now. Like when Auto-Tunes was hot. When Auto-Tune was hot, Wayne auto-tuned everything, every single thing he could auto-tune. See, when it phased out, he jumped back in and just getting into rapping all by itself. See, when he should have took his voice and used it like Jay-Z did, you know, when people was abusing the whole button-up thing or abusing the whole jersey thing, he made people wear button-ups. Now, I'm going to tell you the link I'm making. Eminem is the face of hip-hop, not because of race. You know, because, you know, like I said, I'll be the first person to admit when I'm wrong. I told you a long time ago, Eminem's career was over. You know what I mean? Because he didn't sell no drugs and shoot nobody. You know what I'm saying? But the thing with Eminem being the face of hip-hop is because he's the only one moving units because people like, you know, I'm not going to name no names or whatever, but you got people that when they buy music, you know, that one color face go buy the music. You know what I mean? And they buy Eminem, they buy Ply, they buy Fabulous, they buy everybody. See, but people like us, and I'm talking about me, people like us, we don't go by Eminem. We get it from Freddie Free. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
At the same time, we don't go by Plies or Fabulous or none of those other people either. We get them from Freddie Free. So,
we ain't buying them other people. But the thing of it is like 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, I asked y'all, who's the face? You know, and where's it going? I mean, who do we follow? Who's the voice? Because when I come up, see, that's what I say, separating the old school. Even the new school had a face, Run DMC. They new school, whether or not people don't know it, they're really not old school. They were in the new school era, which is 84 to 85 is considered new school, which new school only had like a year or two. That was it, you know. But there ain't no face. We don't got no voice. We don't got nothing. That's why I dig y'all, but we don't got nothing no more.
You already know. That's why I wanted to pull you back in. I knew you had something to say that was relevant to what was going on altogether.
Yeah, we ain't got no face. We don't got no voice. That's why we need somebody to step up. I mean, that's what's wrong with our other community, you know, our political community. We don't got no face. You know, I come up, we had Jesse Jackson. They had Martin Luther King. They had Malcolm X. You know what I mean? Not to take it to the political thing. But we had a face. Now we don't got no face. And the face we got is a s'more. And he just doing what they say do. You know, shout out to Barack Obama, but, I mean, that's our faith, but he really can't be our faith. I mean, we don't got them kind of people no more, you know, and we got them kind of people in hip-hop, but they're scared. I mean, that's why I'm hard on Jay-Z, and I like Jay-Z, don't get me wrong, but that's why I'm hard on him, because on Jay-Z, you know what I mean? He can do a lot more, not to say that he should, you know, but it's just, man, I mean, we're going to lose it.
I disagree with you in one little point. Like, the whole thing with Hov does almost too much. He shouldn't have to be that person at the age of 50. Doing shit for hip hop, you know what I mean? It's like them people. It's the younger generation, like the, you know, just put them all in the bag. Roscoe Dash and the people like that that's taking hip hop to where it's going to. They gotta take the reins and lead them. You know what I mean?
Not just hip hop, but Jigga. Jigga has the influence, just like you ever seen the movie Malcolm X when that brother stuck his hand up in the air and pointed, and all them Muslims started marching, and then when they wrapped around the building, when they had beat the guy up. Jay-Z got enough power to do anything. He got enough power to amass 20 million people. 20 million people at one time. You know what I mean? He got power to do just too much. He could have so much power.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. But you
don't want it on his shoulders and shit. I shouldn't put it on Jay-Z's shoulder. I should do something myself. You know, you should do something yourself. Burt should do something. And we don't. You know what I mean? So I'm not singling out Jay-Z or Quarter Key or Fresh Air or Friday Night, but, you know, it's people that have power that we need to be able to use them, man. We can't use them for whatever reason it is, man. And it's just sad that that's how we are. That's what we came to. You know what I mean?
Damn, it sounds like he about to kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, and then jet.
No, man, but I'm sad, though, man. I'm saddened by the fact. You know, I'm saddened by the fact that, like you say, the Grammys didn't represent hip-hop. I'm saddened by the fact that Eminem is the face of hip-hop. And it just saddens me to know that everything we get is taken from us. And that's my thing. And Fresh Air, the People's Player, and Friday Night is by no means, you know, one-sided or for one demographic or another. But we it always can take it from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, why does it always get taken from us? How come it don't get taken from them? You know what I mean? So that's why we have this forum every Wednesday. That's why we talk about what we talk about, because we're losing it. And if it's up to people like you to keep it, save it for us. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, all my legal dope fiends, all X amount of thousands of us, meet me at the White House. Let's go ease up on that motherfucker.
Hey, hold on. Hit that call.
What they do?
Boy. smiling in your face, tap you in your back. You won't stop and they love you, hit the bottom, it's a fact that they leave you on the floor. Don't wanna be around you anymore. Any nigga think they love to see you fail, hope you never win. And if you lose, they can tell you don't try it again, cause they've seen it all
right
before.
Now, I know.
Nobody really makes it anymore, so really nigga be dreaming. I'm making views, I'm so on top of my game. The road to success was closing, so I made another lane.
Yo, 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 you back with the Legal Dope Boys, Quarter the Great. 390, you on the air. 390 caller, you on the air. Yeah, that's you. 826 area code, you on the air. 828 area code, you on the air. All right, well, that's that, man. Till next week, Legal Dope Boys. I'm going to holler at y'all. 828, you're on the air still, though, because I'm thirsty. All right, that's a wrap.